Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, April 12th, 2026. And our passage for reflection comes from the evangelist St. John, where he writes, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name." The room was locked. Not just closed, locked. Bolted against the world, against the rumors, against the fear that what had happened to Jesus might now happen to them. The disciples were only hiding from others. They were hiding from their own shattered hopes. It had been only days. The sound of the hammer still echoed in their memory. The image of the cross had not yet loosened its grip on their hearts. And now there were whispers, wild, impossible whispers, that he was alive. Mary Magdalene had said she saw him, but grief has a way of hardening the heart against hope. When sorrow runs deep, belief can feel like betrayal. Better to stay in the certainty of loss than risk the vulnerability of hope. So they locked the door. And then, without warning, without unlocking anything, Jesus stood among them. "Peace be with you." Not accusation, not disappointment, not "where were you?" Only peace. And then he showed them his hands and his side. He did not hide the wounds. He did not erase them. The risen Christ still bears the marks of crucifixion. The very signs of his suffering have become the proof of his love. And something remarkable happens here. The disciples rejoice not simply because Jesus is alive, but because the wounds are still visible. Because the wounds tell them he is truly him. This love has not been undone. A week later, the doors are locked again. And this time Thomas is there. We often remember him only by his doubt, but Thomas is honest in a way that many of us recognize. He refuses second-hand faith. He wants to see. He wants to touch. He wants something real enough to stand against the memory of the cross. He says, "Unless I see, unless I touch, I will not believe." And again Jesus comes, not with rebuke, but with invitation. "Put your finger here, see my hands. Bring your hand here and put it into my side." It is almost overwhelming. The gentleness of Jesus. He meets Thomas exactly where he is. He does not demand that Thomas climb up to belief. He descends into Thomas's doubt. And then Thomas speaks one of the most profound confessions in all of Scripture. My Lord and my God. This is why the Church gives us this gospel on Divine Mercy Sunday, because divine mercy is not an abstract idea. It is not a theological concept floating somewhere above our lives. It is something you can touch. His hands. It has a side. It has wounds. Mercy looks like Jesus standing in a locked room, entering into fear without breaking the door. Mercy looks like Jesus returning for the one who doubted, refusing to leave him behind. Mercy looks like wounds that are not erased, but transformed. And perhaps this is where the gospel becomes very personal, because many of us are living in locked rooms. Rooms of regret, rooms of shame, rooms of grief, rooms where something has died and we are not sure how to hope again. We lock the doors because we are afraid, afraid of being seen, afraid of being hurt again, afraid that if we open ourselves to God, we will be disappointed. And sometimes, like Thomas, we carry a quiet demand in our hearts. Lord, if you are real, I need something more. If your mercy is real, I need to feel it. And the astonishing truth of Divine Mercy Sunday is this. Jesus does not wait outside for you to unlock the door. He comes in anyway. He enters the places you have sealed off. He steps into your fear, your doubt, your wounds, and he does not come with condemnation. He comes with peace. Peace be with you. But notice this. When Jesus comes, he does not remove the wounds, either his or others. Instead, he transforms them. His wounds become the source of mercy. His pierced side becomes the wellspring of grace. And if we allow him, our wounds, our failures, our regrets, our broken places, become something else too. Not barriers, but doors. Not sources of shame, but places of encounter. Because it is often precisely in the place where we are most wounded that Christ meets us most deeply. St. John tells us at the end of his gospel, "These are written that you may come to believe, and that through this belief you may have life in his name." Not just belief as an idea, but belief that leads to life. And here is the quiet, radical invitation of Divine Mercy Sunday. To believe that mercy is for you, not in general, not for others, but for you. To believe that your story is not over, that your failures are not final, that your wounds can become places where grace enters. To believe that the risen Christ still comes, again and again, into locked rooms. And there is a moment in the Divine Mercy devotion where Jesus says, "The greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy." That is not how the world works, but it is how God works. Mercy is not earned, it is given. And it is given most freely where it is most needed. So today, perhaps the question is simple. What door have you locked? What part of your life have you kept closed, even from God? Your past? A failure? A relationship? A doubt you are afraid to name? You do not have to open it perfectly. You do not even have to know how. You only have to be willing for Christ to enter, because he already stands within reach, saying, "Peace be with you." And then, when he comes, he will show you his wounds, not to frighten you, but to remind you there is nothing in your life that cannot be touched by mercy. Nothing at all. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you come to us even when the doors are locked. You enter our fear without force. You doubt without judgment, our wounds without hesitation. Breathe your peace into the places we hide. Speak your mercy into the places we fear to name. Give us the courage to believe that your love is stronger than our sin, your life stronger than our death, your mercy deeper than our wounds. Teach us, like Thomas, to move from doubt into surrender, from fear into trust, from woundedness into worship. And may we come to say with our whole lives, "My Lord and my God, Amen." If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each and every day to my hermitage when we take a look at one of the verses from the Gospel and break it open, applying it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.